Eagle Moss Escalations.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, this is Nina at Eagle Moss Escalations. Give me one moment to pull my system up. It just says ask to speak with the supervisor.
Yes, I thought I was speaking to a supervisor a moment ago. And she was very disrespectful.
I do apologize.
Well, first of all, before we even get started, I'm going to make sure that maybe you can get something right that she couldn't. I request that you refer to me as ma'am, not sir. And she seemed to have a problem with that.
Okay, why is that? What is your name?
My name is Katarina.
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 Yes, I'm transgender, so therefore I am to be referred to as a female. And she couldn't quite get that, apparently.
Okay. And Miss Katarina, what is your zip code?
49014. I've got my account number if you need that.
I have that, but I'm pulling my system up and just, instead of being quiet, I'm trying to have a conversation while I'm pulling my system up.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just that dealing with her has really not made this a very good morning for me.
I do apologize. And what collection are you referring to today?
The Ecto-1.
Ecto-1.
It should be right there with my account information, should it not?
Oh, yes, it is, but I don't have my system pulled up. I'm pulling my system up. I just logged in.
gotta love technology, huh?
Oh, I do, but sometimes it doesn't love us.
Oh, I know. I'm a computer tech, and I'm actually building my first PC right now, so, yeah, I can relate.
So what I do is before I can pull my system up, I have everything in order. May I ask the nature of the call? And then I just dive into it.
Ah, gotcha. The nature of this call is complaint. It's about incompetence on y'all's part. That's what.
You said complaints about incompetent. The phone went in and out. And I heard on y'all's part.
I said, my issue is with y'all's incompetence in fulfilling y'all's end of the contract thus far.
Could you elaborate? I'm not understanding.
Well, according to the contract that I entered into you in black and white on your website, it says that after I got my initial package, I would get another package shipment once a month. It is now going on 3 months almost, and I've only received my issue 1 and 2, which is my introductory. I get a lot of excuses, and to me, all the excuses that y'all tell me, no offense, are you problems, not my problems. Now, to kind of make it better, one of your supervisors the other day, when I called because she said that parts would be shipped out in 3 days, well, guess what? They ain't shipped out yet. And she said from the remainder of my subscription, I'll get 20% off, which sounds nice on paper, but that's a mere pittance and really doesn't do much. So what I suggested to the really rude one before you is that I feel that this shipment should not be charged to me, because if we decided that we're not going to pay you guys, it's like we're going to withhold our money until we feel like it, or until we quote-unquote can send it, you would either suspend our shipments or you would cancel our thing until we paid you. So if we're obligated for our end of the contract, you should be just as responsible for your end. And I suggested to her, I should not be charged for this on the grounds that I've been waiting 3 months for a shipment that has not arrived, and it should be comped. And don't tell me y'all can't do that, because the money has not been taken out of my account yet for it, although it was before because it was earmarked and said pending. Then it was put back in. So y'all not taking anything. The money is still in my account, and I suggest that maybe y'all not charge me for this one before all the inconvenience that you're causing me. I have a car here that, according to your subscription, I would get, like I said, parts every month, and I would have this car built in about a year and a half. And now you're sitting there screwing up my schedule. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell, the quick version.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying. You want a complimentary shipment for inconvenience. The best that I can do is apply a 20% discount to the next shipment.
Now, they told me I was going to get 20% off of the entire rest of my subscription, is what they told me.
Yes.
So I'm already getting 20% off, and if you do it off the next one, you know, that still doesn't do anything for you.
No. What I'm doing is refunding 20% back to your account instead of, I can't comp the whole shipment, but I can give you a discounted refund back to your account, 20%.
Yeah, which is not much. That's like, what, $10? No, that's not really acceptable. I mean, y'all sit there and basically you're basically not fulfilling your end of the agreement, and therefore, I shouldn't have to take a partial loss for that. No.
That's the only thing that I can do, sir, is apply 20%.
What did you just tell me?
Refund.
Sir. What did you just call me?
Oh,
yeah.
Ma'am. I do
apologize. Yeah, call me sir again.
I mean, but in a human's perspective, you sound like a man. I do apologize for call, because I wrote it down on my notes, Mrs. Katarina. But I'm talking to you and pulling your account up, so I don't have my notes in front of me. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. I want to respect everyone's feelings.
All right. But I don't. Just 20% refunded back, that's a mere pittance, as I said, and that's not really acceptable. Not whenever I've been waiting almost three months. This next month will be going on 3 months and I'm sitting here without parts. No, that's not, you know, I don't feel that's acceptable.
This says March the 16th was your last shipment.
Right.
That's not been 3 months ago.
April, May.
Today's not May. April.
Yeah, it's almost May. And I did not get parts March. No, yeah. And the March, it took y'all till March to get my parts because I actually ordered it. If you look when I initially ordered and look when it did. It took over a month just to get my parts even then.
Yes, sir. I do apologize about the shipping.
God damn it. Ma'am.
Excuse me?
Ma'am, not sir.
I didn't say, sir. I said, I do apologize.
Yeah, you did. You did. Anyway, look at the back deal. It took y'all almost a month or so to get my first issues here. So that was already a backlog. Now you're backlogging this one. Because, like I said, it's not April yet, but what, like a week? And I'm pretty sure you're not going to get my parts here within a week at the rate you're going.
Sir, the only thing that I can do is apply that 20% discount once the next shipment is charged. Oh,
you
good.
Did it again.
I mean, but that's, I mean, you're going to go through that all the rest of your life because you sound like a man. I do apologize, ma'am.
That 20%, as I said, is a mere pittance.
Okay, I understand you declined it. That's the only thing that I can do. How else can I help you?
I told you how you can help me. I feel it should be comped for all the inconvenience because, like I said, if I sat there and didn't pay y'all the entire amount, how about if I just, like, even before I contacted you and you agreed to this, what if I didn't send y'all the whole payment? Then y'all would sit there and y'all would be having fits about it. No, that's not acceptable. You should be held to the same stuff that we are. This is a binding contract in black and white on your website, and you're essentially welching on your contract, or not welching on it entirely, but you are not following your statements. And I don't care if you were changing deliverers. I don't care if you're changing warehouses. That's on you. That's your problem. That's not my problem. And I should not have to be the one who takes the brunt of it, because y'all don't have all your stuff up together yet. You are supposedly the leading company in model builds, and yet you can't get your stuff together? No. That is not acceptable.
Okay, well, there's nothing else that can be did, sir. I mean, ma'am. Besides the 20% discount.
You know, I'm really considering contacting some different companies.
That is your option.
This is not right. You are legally binded by a contract. I understand that some things might be interrupting it, but not in almost 3 months. No, that's not acceptable. And then all you want to do is give me 20%?
That is the only percentage that we offer. There's nothing higher or lower, and we don't comp shipments.
So basically, y'all don't really care about your customer base then.
Oh, I really do. That's why I offered you the 20%. You declined it, so we need to move past that. How else can I help you?
You can get my damn parts here. That's how you can help me.
Okay. Once they ship out, they'll send you a tracking number via email. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
You know, I want to talk to someone who's at the top. I'm tired of messing with little operators. I'm tired of messing with you supervisors. I want someone who can actually get stuff done. I want someone higher up. I demand to talk to someone who actually has some power around there.
Okay, you've talked to two people that had power around here, sir. And that was the other supervisor and me.
But
you're not satisfied with what we offer, so there's nothing else left to do.
No, because what you're offering is stupid.
You are entitled to your opinion. What I'll do is, the only thing that I can do is escalate for managerial review, and then they'll reach back out to you.
Good. Do that, because like I said, I want someone over you people. Good, I want someone over you people. I don't do that.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today? Allow 3 to 5 business.
Why don't you get me one of the managers now? And why don't you get me one of the managers now?
We have to escalate for review.
Well, it has escalated. It went from the regular one to supposedly one supervisor, then to another supervisor. So I think that's pretty much of an escalation.
No, that's not an escalation. That's a supervisory call, but you're requesting a manager. The only way that you can have contact with the manager is through an escalation.
Then do it.
And I'm putting you on the escalation doc, and the manager will review the issue.
Good. Because this is ridiculous.
I can help you with today.
Apparently not, because apparently y'all can't take care of issues, so no, I don't guess there is anything you can do for me today.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy.